Blog Talk Radio.
And on today's show, we will have open lines for Q&A and also for those of you who would like to share your testimonies about anything that we talk about. On Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio, we discuss many different things such as DNA activation, soul clearings, property clearings, Akashic record readings, energetic attunements, human design readings, and much more that deal with helping you to expand your consciousness and raise your vibration. We also have many different products along with our services that you can learn more about on DNAReplicate.com and also FreeYourMindToShine.com. We also have a new YouTube channel for our Soul Solution radio show and you can visit that at Laota, L-A-O-T-A, space of the sun, O-S-T-H-E-S-U-N, on YouTube, and please subscribe. Also, we have an upcoming event, the Quantum Light Clearing Class, where we will be teaching people how to become property clearers. And that will be from August 28th through the 30th in Fort Myers, Florida. So please visit DNAReplicate.com to find out how you can join us. We will also be having another class in October in Florida if you happen to miss this class. And don't forget, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard, we have group DNA activation sessions. And you can also visit DNAReplicate.com or FreeYourMindToShine.com to sign up. Now we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com, and then we will have our book of the week from our host, Ms. Fawzia Rasool, and then we will get started with our show.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
And now our host, Ms. Laota Rasool, will give us the book of the week. Ms. Laota, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Asiya.
You're welcome.
Greetings, salutations in Lakesh, everyone. I'm so happy to be with you today. Another wonderful experience of sharing with you. Today, I'm wanting to bring forward a new book I've been reading all week. It's called The Brain Maker, and it's by Dr. David Perlmutter and Christian Loberg. And this is a book that's very interesting. It's furthering our understanding of what goes on with the biology that's in our bodies. And the title of the book is Brain Maker, The Power of Gut Microbes to Heal and Protect Your Brain for Life. So Dr. Perlmutter discusses what's happening with skyrocketing neurological disorders from ADHD and the debilitating anxiety of depression and dementia that's affecting people at younger and younger ages. And this information is quite, it's as everything that we find out, this is quite ancient, but it's being brought forward in a medical way with great discussion about science and the studies that are going on that show that many of the things that people suffer from, including behavioral and mood disorders, as well as chronic headaches, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, autism, and Alzheimer's, and many more conditions of this type that really plague humanity at this time, have everything to do with our microbiome, which is the biology or the microorganisms in our body. And this is of special interest to me because there's consciousness here in which we can ally with. So I'll be actually talking about it at our upcoming class in Fort Myers soon, but this book is really very excellent, and it really discusses the idea that there is a second brain in our guts, in our stomachs, and it's run by these trillions of microorganisms that fire off the proper coding to our brain for proper function of our hormones, of our thinking processes, of our how our digestion is done. And this is not the only person who has done this work, but this is the most recent work. So I highly recommend that you get Brain Maker, The Power of the Gut Microbes to Heal and Protect Your Brain. It also contains some really excellent fermented or cultured recipes for a very quick rejuvenation of the microbial balance in the gut that orders all of the other systems in the body. So I highly recommend that. Also, for those of you who want to do extensive research, one of the pioneers in this area has a website, which is called Body Ecology, and Donna Gates, who's written the book Body Ecology, has all kinds of products that assist with the development of the cultures in your and the fermentation that lead to these healthy microbes that help us. So this is a very interesting topic, and I hope you all will enjoy it and find that you can get this wonderful book. And you can get it in audio for free by using the code that is on our commercial. So if you have not signed up for audible.com and you're thinking of doing it, you can receive this book for free. So I hope you all will enjoy that. And I'm so happy to be with you today because we have some really exciting things. Several things are happening, but I want to ask Athea if you will come back onto the line and tell us a little bit before we go on to some other things. Your tour is coming to an end. You're almost at the end of the tour. You've been on for several months, and you've had some amazing and interesting discoveries and some wonderful things happening. Would you talk to us a little bit about it since you announced that you were going and now it's coming to the end? So will you tell us a little bit about your experiences while you've been traveling around the country?
Oh, yes. First, I would like to say that Bio Coffee is delicious. I'm drinking some right now. It's so delicious. Everyone, get some Bio Coffee. It's delicious. So, yes. As far as my touring goes, I haven't completed it yet. And the way things kind of happen in my life, I never know what to expect, so I try not to plan. But my plan is to go back to Chicago before the Florida event in August, but I haven't made it back to Chicago yet, so I don't know if life is going to snatch me somewhere else, so we're going to have to stay tuned for that. But what I have been learning is people. I've been learning human design through interacting with people, and what I knew about human design before I started traveling is nothing like what I know now. And I'm really glad that, you know, there are some people that are actually waiting for me to finish their human design readings, and I'm really, really glad that I waited and that I listened to my body as far as not moving forward all the way, because I've learned so much more that if I would have done certain readings prior to me traveling, I would have felt like I shortchanged people in the information that I gave them prior. But it's one thing to study human design behind closed doors and not be interacting with people face-to-face, and it's another thing to actually see people's human designs playing out in conversations, in their actions, in their movements, in the whole scenarios that can come up through your geometry interacting with someone else's geometry. So I have had so many different experiences and learned so much that has expanded my knowledge on this whole topic of human design, which I love so much because I'm designed to do human design. So it has really enhanced my understanding about my life, about everyone in my life, why I attracted people into my life, why I repelled people and people left my life. I've just learned so much in so many different ways from so many different angles. And I can feel the, I'm getting closer to 500 on the map of consciousness because of my travel experiences with different people. Because when I meet people and I connect back with people from my past, and I look at their human designs, it's like there's a resetting that takes place because I see them for who they are past whatever I remember about them. And for new people, I see them for who they are before I can have any type of tainted judgments that come from interacting with them. So I am I'm experiencing what it's like to love people upon meeting them, like to truly unconditionally love them, because I have to. When I see their human design, I see their blueprint, I can't see them as anything less than perfect. So even if they display things that are less than perfect, it doesn't matter because I'm looking at their human design and I see who they really are underneath. So me traveling was essential for me to reach my goal of getting to the consciousness of 500 by the end of this year, because it's only July. And I know that at the rate that I'm going, by the end of this year, I will definitely be at 500. I will definitely be at the vibration of love. And that's the most exciting thing for me, no matter what type of situations I've experienced. Because I have experienced negative situations in my travel, but it doesn't stick to me because I'm seeing it all from a mechanical standpoint. I'm seeing that, oh, okay, my geometry is not meshing well with someone else's geometry, which is causing conflict. So I'm able to see all aspects of everything that we're supposed to experience as humans. And just learning about the different polarities of every characteristic that can play out in this world is just really amazing for me. And everything that I've experienced has just been perfect, regardless of how it's made me feel, because I've learned from it and I moved on and I've checked it off the list. So, that's pretty much been my experience in a nutshell. And I'm just really loving everything, and I'm looking forward to doing more traveling and meeting more people and connecting back with people from my past as well to see, you know, the perfection of everything that has taken place on my timeline of life.
That sounds fantastic. I'm always, whenever we talk about human design, I'm always thinking the same thing, that when a person knows who they are, great healing takes place. Things that have been very problematic in their character or in their bodies or in their soul can be alleviated by them understanding and having clarity of the perfection that they hold within them. So I have very high respect and regard for human design in that way, because it clearly heals people just them hearing that someone else can recognize the formulas that make the equations that exist as them. And so I think it's wonderful that you're having these experiences of opening and growth, and that you're recognizing it at the same time. And I know many who have been hearing human designs, including myself, have been just amazingly taken with the clarity and the accuracy and the truthfulness of this particular form of healing, because it actually is a form of healing. And it's unlike some of the other things that I studied, numerology, and I have not studied astrology, but I've had astrology reports done over many years, and I haven't seen anything that even is close to the completeness with which you deliver human design. So I am definitely an advocate for human design, and I can see that it would... Of course, it's not appropriate that they would be teaching without learning, so it makes sense that you would be learning, teaching, or teaching, learning all the time. And what else is there for us other than growth? So I love hearing about it.
Thank you.
Also, I don't know, I sent you an email yesterday. I'm not sure if you got it. I don't know if you've looked at the website lately, and if you haven't, I'd like you to while we're on the air, because we have some exciting new things on the website. Are you familiar? Did you know that we did? Because we didn't talk about it directly.
Yes, I got the email this morning, actually. I saw the new frequency mats, and wow, they're awesome. I'm ready. Where's mine?
What we have on the we actually have two new products. Did you see the other one? We have two new products. We have Uriel tank tops with the Uriel symbol on the front of the tank top and on the back. And we've developed this because people requested it, because people were using the small Uriel mats and they were using them to charge up their food and to charge their water and to clear areas. They were sitting on them in their car like Asiya has been doing, and actually, I think Asiya has them in every window in her car. When I last saw her drive off, she had them in every window in her car.
Yes, six of them.
And people have been sitting on them. So we got a lot of requests from people who are extremely sensitive and are aware of what energy feels like to make a garment. So we've made tank tops for men and women, and we'll even have children's sizes through special order. You can special order the children's sizes. We won't have them in stock, but we can get them very quickly. So that's on the website, too. So if you'll go to www.dnareplicate.com, you'll see that we have men's and women's tank tops. And the idea is that you can wear them to sleep in. You can wear them with the symbol facing outward. Or you can wear them if you want to work on your body with the symbol facing inward. And you can have men's sizes and wear them underneath your clothing at work, you know, as a T-shirt or a tank top underneath your clothing. So we'd like to hear back from everyone. We produced this product by popular request, but the product that Asiya is talking about is we now have a 36-inch Uriel doormat that can be put outside your door that will disrupt interference patterns that come to your door, whether however they come in the body of another person or however they might come to your door. And these are very effective. They really do work, and it's a large professional, high-quality commercial mat. These are the kind of mats that you would see at a large hotel or in a business office. They're 36 inches across, and they're in a circle, which is also very important. The colors are very important, and what it does is very important. So this is the first time, as far as I know, we're the only ones who've ever done anything like this specifically for that purpose of being at the front door so that we can protect the threshold of our homes. And it's particularly of interest because we're going into teaching about clearing properties. And even after a property is cleared, it has to be maintained, and attention has to be paid to what happens inside the home. So we're recommending that those who are interested in this kind of technology, because it's a technology of its own, that you take a look at the website at dnareplicate.com and see these beautiful new mats. I think they're very exciting, and we're so happy to bring them forward, especially at this time with so much going on right now. We're just entering August. We're going to have our class coming up at the end of August, and then we have Blood Moon coming up in September, and then we have another class in Fort Myers, Florida in October, the first week in October, because not everyone could make it to the August class. So we're going to be putting up the information on the October class shortly, because the class will be full probably in the next 5 days. This class will be full. So we're really excited to have these new products available. And you can expect a few more interesting things coming forward in the weeks to come. So I'm hoping everybody will take a look at that and appreciate and enjoy it. There's a great deal to be said for the energy of the archangel realm and of Uriel and how he's cooperating and aligning with what we're doing. So I hope everyone will enjoy it. Asiya, did you go back and see the tank tops?
Yes, I'm on the website now. And I didn't see them earlier. I just saw the mat, but I do see the tank tops now, and I really like them. And I'm glad that you made that a product.
Well, that's definitely something that the ones who participate with us have kind of really wanted to have this available for themselves, their children, their husbands, for winter time under their clothes and something to sleep in. So I think it's going to work out really well. It's interesting that the specifications were actually kind of one person would call and say, yes, I want this. And another person would call and say, yes, and I want it on the front. And I want it on the back. And so really collectively, those of you who participate with us really designed and produced this. So we're just happy to be able to make it available to you. We have today is our open line, and we're hoping that you all will call in and talk to us about what's going on with you and what your experiences are. around the country. We often hear from many of you, and we're always delighted to do so. So I hope that you will call in.
I have a special request for anyone who's listening, for anyone who has tried the new chakra clearing bath salts, our new product. I would love to hear your testimony. I have mine, but I haven't taken my bath yet. I'm not in a position to take a bath with the salts yet, so I would like to hear other people's testimony. If there's anyone listening who has used the new bath salts, please share your testimony. But we do have a caller. This is area code 818, last four digits, 0045. Your mic is unmuted.
Hello, in Lakesh. Greetings
in Lakesh.
And salutations. Shaman Laoda and Sister Asiya, it's wonderful to be here and speak with you again. This is Karina. And
yes,
I'm still in.
Thank you.
I'm still in Houston, and I'm just really enjoying hearing the show, even away from California. I stay in touch. I'm thrilled that today is open line. My question today is, I would like guidance, Shaman Laoda. Would you please speak on the subject of we as humans, how did we forget who we are?
You know, this is so interesting, but what prompted you to ask this?
Well, I have been, actually for about the last 2 weeks, I was waiting for when Open Line would be, and when I got the email, that's what I first thought of. I had been wanting to ask just that question. And then with listening to earlier a conversation a few minutes ago about human design, which I'm just very thrilled to be working up to having my first sessions with Sister Asiya as well about that, it just all seemed to go together.
Yes, I think it does. And I wanted to just kind of find out if it was something that had been on your mind always, or if this is something that's been prompted since you've had your work done, this idea of wanting to get
definitely.
More clarity.
Sure, definitely, since I've had the work done. And it's been, the subject and the question has been with me for a long time and prompting me more and more to ask it for at least the last 2 weeks as I was listening to the shows. That's what I had. I had three questions, but that minusing those, you know, just coming down to the point of the timing of the show, I wanted to ask that one, particularly after hearing about human design earlier in the show today.
Well, thank you so much. I think this is a wonderful question. There's so many ways to approach the answer, but what I'll do is give you something I think that will be easy to understand in the scope of the, you know, this is a monumental question, but in the scope of the what we can do on the show, and just in case there's other callers, but I think one of the has happened to most of us is that we are from cultural traditions that don't really give us clarity about anything. We don't really, you know, we're always told everything is a mystery, and which it is. It is a mystery. But we're told in such a way that we lack clarity. One of the things that I have come to understand is that the whole idea of physical reality is an experiment, and that we existed, you know, for, there is no limit of time, because there really is no time. We exist, time started, so to say, when physical reality began, but we existed as spiritual beings long before there was any physical reality. And this idea of having separated ourselves from the wholeness of oneness of being with the prime creator, often our human understanding in all of those millions of years and all of those hundreds of lifetimes has been distorted, because it wasn't as if we were I guess the best way to say it is, we did this, we live in a free choice universe, and we chose to be in this experiment. And when we got to the experiment, because it was an experiment, even though we like to think that all things are known, and at some levels all things are known, because there is free choice, there are trajectories and projections of what could happen, and there are possibilities, and the possibilities weren't always exactly what we may have understood at a soul level what was going to happen. So for us come into physical reality to have this learning experience in a different way than when we were in spiritual bodies meant there would be a whole nother experience of a whole range of understanding and growth and learning with physical manifestations of it. So the entire universe is gaining and learning from those who are in physical reality, and the ones who are in physical reality are moving through stages as we would be educated through kindergarten, grammar school, high school, university level. And in that process, there's so much that needs to be known, and because the distortion of having lost light makes our health change, and sometimes, and because of that, we don't always live long times. When we come back into reality again, we forget what has happened before and have to, so to say, catch up. Or you come back in and you have to go to summer school. You went through third grade, but when you come back to school, you need to catch up a little and go to summer school and catch up to who you are, and then continue from there. And if you could remember, it would be a burden to you to remember the hundreds of lifetimes that you had at the level of consciousness that most of the planet is at now. So that's not to say that people don't remember. It's not to say that they're not available and that they're not accessible, but it means that if you came in always remembering, it would be difficult for the ones around you. And we do have many examples in science, and many examples come up as oddities where children are born and they're remembering, I used to be a fighter pilot in Japan. But because they're being born into a culture and into a world where that is not normally accepted, they're the oddities. And, you know, we do hear about them, but we don't hear about how many of them are tormented because the parents think that it's something negative. We only hear about the parents who are enlightened enough to say, look, my child is doing this. So the third dimension itself has not allowed itself to be the place because of the level of thinking of the people on in the third dimension, our level of consciousness, which we've talked about and can be more easily understood through the map of consciousness. And most of the planet is under 200, you know, and someone comes into the planet in terms of the consciousness of what they can actually understand and expand to. This is how so many of our great leaders have been assassinated, because their consciousness was higher than the mass consciousness of the ones who were in the communities where they were born into and where they grew up and lived in. And so we've seen that. So the not remembering is, so to say, a protection. And I'm not sure if I've been clear with you in that answer. Is that clear at all?
Well, Shaman Laota, I do comprehend what you say. And considering it's such a monumental area to cover and in this amount of time, I sure am grateful for your answer. It did touch on things that I had heard in pieces here and there, and you did wrap it up quite beautifully for my level of comprehension. So thank you very much.
Well, I would like to make sure that you understand before you leave, the magnificence and the extraordinary beauty of your life here on this planet, and all of us who are incarnated at this time and who have been incarnated before. We are, so to say, the volunteers who came to move forward the evolution of this universe and of our own evolution and of all of those who are connected to us. So I don't want to leave you with any feeling that this is all toil, that there's great beauty in this. There's great beauty in the soul that you are that is here, because every soul that lights up all the other souls at some level, at some degree. And you are not a victim of this. You have made a choice to do this because you understood in the time when you couldn't remember between lifetimes and before the first lifetime, you understood the potential that could happen. So I hope I have communicated that.
Indeed you have, and I'm thankful for your confirmation in what I am becoming aware of on a daily, weekly basis. The amount of words that it must take to translate what all that means into what we call English is amazing. So I do just even resonate inside of me what I feel, as well as the pieces that I dream. Because with a dream, the time doesn't exist. Again, the pieces that I was aware of regarding that, you really did help place those pieces that I've had of information, as well as dreams and experiences. You really did help unify them all across the board enough for me to get a straight line or level of comprehension that before may have been less of a line. You did make it more of a straight line pattern. The amount of information is just amazing. I'm just really loving this journey, the journey with Soul Solutions and your show, Blog Talk, and just your connection with my life is it's very touching, and we've yet to actually see each other face to face physically. So touching in the sense of I'm growing from out here and looking forward to not only the shows but more work being done. And there is some pain, you know, about growing, and then it becomes the awareness within the pain becomes a beautiful thing, because it, on a very small level, what I see is the separation that you spoke of about the level 200 coming in the 200 and above. So even just having that awareness is just amazing for me, and I'm really enjoying the journey. And it's helping to for me to be aware of when things happen. It almost makes things even better, because there's an awareness of why that happened the way that it did and why it turned out to be the way it was. So looking forward to climbing the scales of the numbers to the consciousness, and looking forward to raising my numbers as well. I know the numbers that were quoted to me last we spoke, so I'm looking forward to continuing the work to raise my numbers of consciousness on the map of consciousness. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you calling in. I love the support that you often show to the show by listening on a regular basis and calling in with your comments and questions. We really do appreciate it, and your voice is speaking for many who would like to do what you are doing and who have had some of the same experiences. I want to caution you to not be so concerned about numbers or success or failure. You have already succeeded. You have already succeeded. It's really just a matter of what is it that will give your soul the most satisfaction. Because, you know, this is something, everything is not an effort to climb a ladder. Some things are just the beauty and the exquisiteness of being alive. And even that requires us to learn how to do that, because who would we have as an example? You know, who do we know, which of our ancestors was so full of life that we understood and got it delivered to us at a genetic or DNA level? So we're learning to be alive. I want to mention this, and not so much specifically for you, but for everyone, but it has made me think about it. I was speaking to someone yesterday who's a female, who's mature, and is having some issues with hormones, and I shared with her what I'm about to share with you, that one of the things that will help you just be the person that you are, especially as a woman, would be to get up in the morning and to put on music and to move and to sway with the music in such a way where you're enjoying yourself, that you can make a smile, that your lips automatically move into a smile, because then the brain chemistry is changing and then the brain is working at a different level, and that kind of pleasure releases the chemicals that will give you whatever amounts of estrogen are available to you to make your circumstance, your body, more fluid and more supple and stay younger, to move with the sound of the music without reason, without another person being there, without concern of someone looking at you, without necessarily even having on clothes, but to do this so that you can be in the rhythm of the planet and of nature and of life itself. That alone will change your experience of being alive. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. No, it really does. Thank you for that. And I will start exercising that now. I did hear a program of yours in the past, speaking on just that, you know, moving to the music, you know, even with no light or with eyes closed or no clothing, and being in rhythm.
Don't worry about a partner. Don't worry about a partner.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
energy and the frequencies that you will mm-hmm. produce from that experience will bring you the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope mm-hmm. that's helpful, and I hope that's something that you can work into your lifestyle.
Yes, it is something I can work into my lifestyle. Presently, I'm walking in the morning about 6:30 in the morning, so out at the walking track. So that is something I will incorporate on the inside as I stay inside. Ha ha ha. Thank you so much for that, because I've heard the show speak of that, and now it's time for me to do it. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. We're glad you called in.
Thank you.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service.
For the callers, if you would like to ask a question or share a testimony, please press 1 so I can know that you're in queue. Thank you.
I'm so glad, Asiya, that you asked about the chakra bath. I have been getting wonderful phone calls from people who have had their soul, they've had advanced soul clearings, and they've had chakra illumination and received their bath salt, and they had no idea what it would be like to submerge themselves in these amazing colors. The colors are very vibrant, and the colors are from the ultraviolet light spectrum. Early in my training, I was taught to do healing with ultraviolet light, and it's extremely powerful for manifestation and for healing, and our chakras are just hungry for the colors. Most of the times when I see chakras, they're muddy colored, or they sometimes even look like what we see when we see an oil slick and we see the animals, the ducks and the birds covered in the oil. That's sometimes what chakras look like after a lifetime of unpleasantness and undisciplined emotion. So when we submerge ourselves into the bath and the entire body is covered with these colors, it's like the body hungrily gobbles up the colors and digests it, and it produces light from that experience, and the energy vortexes, which are our chakras, become not only are they cleaner, but they're re-energized from the ultraviolet spectrum. And the colors of the chakra sauce are the same colors of the rainbow, which is very interesting. It's a very interesting connection that when we look up and see a rainbow, we're really looking at the ultraviolet color range that's the same as the rainbow inside of our chakra system in our body. So I'm glad you asked about that. I don't know if we have anyone listening who's received it. It's still a very new product, but I have heard quite a few wonderful experiences people have texted me and called me about.
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to to using my chakra baths, because I can't wait. That's why I wanted to hear some testimonies, but I don't think we have anyone on the line today who's used them. But if you have and you would like to share your testimony, please press 1. We do have a caller. This is Gypsy. I'm going to bring her on now. I'm going to unmute your phone 1 second. Gypsy, your mic is unmuted.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen and people of every walk of the earth and universe. What's going on?
Hey,
you see how it just laughs? You see how the energy just runs through the phone?
Yes, we're happy to hear from you.
I'm very happy to hear from you guys. And you know what? It was so funny. And I got on the phone. First thing, I heard you explaining to the young lady about our Earth University and how we learn everything here, and we're here to do what we do. And the best part I thought was great was when you were explaining about the music, because, you know, I love to deal with the music, and I get to dance every day. I'm very happy with my job. I'm a Zumba instructor, if anyone is interested in, you know, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, I get to get up and I turn those rhythms on and I get to sway and move to the music. And, you know, I teach several classes during the day, but they never get tiring, because it's just, you know, it's just because of the music, from the energy that and the joy and everything that comes from my students and everyone that I come in contact with. And, you know, what's really great with me is I found that when you get up and you have something for yourself every morning, just a little song or a little piece of music that you can connect with before you get out into the world, it always centers me out. And then I can go and show up for class with bursts of energy, and everybody just looks at me like I'm completely crazy. And, well, how do you get that much energy in the morning? And I store it up for all you guys, and I just come here and give it up.
Well, we are so happy to hear you confirm these ideas, because this is something that many of us, we listen to music, but the idea of dancing, we feel like we need to be with someone or we have to have an outing, when in fact, you know, this is the most natural and basic of things, to move with the rhythms of rhythm, you know, to have your
exactly.
body sway with music. And you don't need to wait for an occasion, and you don't need anyone else. You don't need a partner. You can do Zumba, you can put on a belly dancing tape, you could, you
there
know.
You go. it doesn't even matter. And if you're
good.
If you're real keen, you can hear the music in nature.
Yes.
Even from the honking of the horns and the wind blowing and things like that, it just it's something that once you tune into it and you love it the way it loves you, it's universal. I mean, there's people that perform and there are artists all over the world. And one thing that had always made me think about how universal music itself. You don't have to understand the words. You just have to feel it. And, you know, when I'm teaching a class, the people might not be able to keep up with the actual dances that I'm doing, but as long as they're moving, they're getting a benefit out of it.
Right, right. It's really very fundamental, and it's something that everyone can do at every whatever level of health you're at. Even if you're in a wheelchair, you can bob your head, you know. you can do it, and it will help bring life into you. I'm thrilled to hear you because you sound so vibrant. And would you share with our listeners what state you're calling from?
South Carolina.
From South Carolina. So if anybody's in South Carolina and wanting to have Zumba exercises, you need to look Gypsy up. How do they find you, Gypsy?
You can give me a call, or you can go on to Zumba.com and look under the instructors in Columbia and Orangeburg, and I'll be on there. You'll see my little picture. Or they can give me a call. I can give them my number. It's 828-620-9864. Anyone is welcome.
Thank you so much, Gypsy, for calling in. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk to us about? Or were you just prompted to come in and talk about the music because it's so much the truth?
I just wanted to love on you guys. Really.
Well,
I'm, you know,
you.
I'm just full. Yeah, I just wanted to, I just wanted, you know, slow.
Well, we are
just
really
can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you mind sharing, because I haven't talked to you in a while, and I did come to visit you while I've been on tour. Would you mind sharing your experience with the human design session that we had on the triangle mat?
Oh, wow. That was a whole nother level of that. No, that was just, when I think about it, it's breathtaking because it's like a whole nother level of growth. It was something that I needed. You know, I like everybody else, probably they get a second wind in life, and they do the best they can, they strive, and sometimes you feel like you're stuck, or you can't quite put your hand or you quite your thoughts on what it is that you're trying to get to, or I always get a feeling of getting ready. It's almost like a birthing. It's almost like a birthing that I envision in my head of getting ready to go to another level in my experience. It's almost like I'm getting ready to give birth, and sometimes you just need a midwife to help you along. And this is just, excuse my analogies, because I'm really, really down to earth, and I kind of just explain it how it is envisioned in my head. So sometimes you just need that extra help when you can't quite center yourself, or you're not getting to that vibration you need to. Sometimes it's good to have someone that is able to help you and can see from the outside in, rather than looking at everything that's around you from your own perspective. Now, you know, we all reach levels to where we expand ourselves, but until we are able to get to that vibration, sometimes we need the help. But my experience on the mat really was, it was phenomenal. I can't really even give a good description of how I felt, except for a release, rejuvenation, and just expansion in itself. It was like that took me to a whole another level in my thoughts, in my processes, and everything. It actually helped me understand a lot of things that I couldn't see, and it helped me understand myself. Then, you know, when you did the human design on my family, like my children and things like that, we've been able to bond much better. I've been able to understand them and overlook some things that is just in their design, that they don't mean no harm. They don't mean any malice with anything. It's just the way they're programmed. And then the same thing with me. They're able to understand what kind of person I am, you know, personalities, things that are real important that you need to know other than what you see in the physical form. They're able to understand the spiritual side of who I am, and then same thing, vice versa. So So everyone's doing really good on this side. There's a lot of growth and expansion even with the kids. Jules is going away from college in 2 weeks, so he's in his little growth part. But one thing he does always remember is that, you know, they like to throw up in my face whenever they do something. Mom, Asiya said it's in my human design. I'm gonna do these things. You gotta understand. I'm like, you know what? I could get you. But they do try to use it. They do use it. And especially Mari. Mari's like, yeah, she done told you I'm gonna mess up. She done told you I'm gonna mess up. That's what's gonna happen.
Well, it looks like you're giving. It looks like Asiya, you're traveling around the country and giving children all the ammunition they need.
it's unbelievable. But you know, the things that she's doing is needed. For those who have the ears to hear it and who can see it, is very much needed, and it's appreciated from me actually. You know, it takes a lot to be able to, you know, hunker down and study these things and actually understand and feel what's going on and be able to explain to people like myself and everyday people something that is not in the normal for what people have. So, you know, I appreciate Asiya, I appreciate Lyota, and, you know, since you guys have been in my experience, I've had growth. My family is growing. Even the kittens, even the cat is growing and loving things. And I'm able to understand a lot of different things and scenarios and purposes in life. So, you know, it's all with for the greater good of everything. And, you know, it helps me to even understand my singularity part in the bigger picture, but also that we're all one. So all of this comes back down to we're all helping ourselves out because we're helping each other.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Before we end, I'm glad you called. And Asiya, I want to just bring to your attention that Gypsy mentioned the fact of being a midwife, and in one of our earliest shows, one of the first shows we did, you discussed helping bring a baby forward as a midwife. And it's something that does really interest you. And I think it's interesting that energy that you're carrying to bring forth new life has manifested itself through the human design in that way, where it's recognizable by the ones you're working with. I think that's extraordinary.
Yes, wow. Thank you so much, Gypsy, for your testimony. And I definitely agree. And 2 years ago was when I had the experience of having a couple give birth in my home because they didn't have a place to have their baby. So a lot of growth has taken place within me since, you know, that actual experience of helping to bring forth a child and being of service to people that I didn't even know. And I knew that was significant because I know that the actual baby that was born chose to come into this world in my home. And I just know that it's all aligned. I'm glad that just to use that analogy, the midwife analogy, because it does make much sense. And then you adding on, it gives me a lot of clarity on things. So thank you both for that. I really appreciate it, and I feel good about what I'm doing. And it's only going to get better. I'm going to make sure that I become a master at everything, every single thing that I'm doing.
Well, this has been a really wonderful show. I'm so glad that we could come together. I think unless you have someone else, I think we're going to say thank everyone and look forward to seeing them next week.
We do have one more caller. Do you want to take them?
Yes, absolutely. We'll do this as the final call.
Okay. All right. This is area code 510, last four digits 2042. Your mic is unmuted.
Greetings. Welcome to Soul Solutions. Are you there?
Area code 510, last four digits 2042. Your mic is unmuted. Okay, well, maybe.
Hi, can you
hear me? Oh, we can hear you now.
Wait, one second. I just muted you. Hold on. Okay, you're unmuted again.
I forgot to unmute my phone. Hi, greetings, Lisa. Greetings, Lexia. Sorry.
How are you?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? I forgot to unmute my phone. But I was calling, I heard you say to mention if anyone tried the chakra salt bath. And
right.
I tried it, the root chakra, last night, or actually yesterday morning for the first time. And the only thing I noticed was maybe about 3 minutes after submerging myself in the bath water, I felt a little bit of cramping. I don't know if that was like release of, you know, blocked energy.
What color did you use?
The root chakra, red.
Oh, yeah. And you felt cramping, like menstrual cramping?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because mm-hmm. it's the root, just that root area. I think that everyone who I've talked to has had a visceral experience. Some people say they felt tingling. Some people said they felt like little men were scrubbing. Some people said they felt different things, but you can be sure that when you're aware that something's going on, especially with that root chakra, that it's in your womb area, it's in your life and death area, that's your flight or fight, that's all of that is in that area. So that's a good place to start. And did you feel rested afterwards? Did you feel like you needed to rest afterwards?
I did. I actually was considering doing it at night because I did it right before I went to work yesterday, and I felt really relaxed, almost sleepy. And I was driving, it took me an hour to drive to work, so I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't do it in the morning, you know, because I was feeling really sleepy and tired as I was driving. But, definitely felt relaxed.
That's one of the side effects is that your body wants to heal and it goes into healing mode. And so we want you to rest so that it can heal because it's a healing. A healing takes place when the colors come into the chakra that needs that color the most. So I think nighttime would be a better time. However, apparently everything's okay.
And I did just have a quick question. Is it okay for pregnant women to use the salt bath?
Absolutely. It is because it's aspect of nature, it's colors. We encourage you not only to take the salt bath, but to wear the colors, where if you're doing the root chakra and it's red, do red underwear. And if you're doing red underwear, eat red food. If you're doing the orange, eat orange food, you know. So do more of it to give your body the light that you need. None of us are getting, unless you're in the sun, often you're not getting enough of those colors. And because of the emotions that we have experienced during our lifetimes, our energy vortexes, they need to combust the debris that's in them. And the color is what combusts that debris.
Okay.
So I hope
that's
helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. I enjoyed the show.
I'm so glad you called in. Happy to hear from you. I didn't know. I thought you were at work at this time of day, but I forgot you're in California, so it's a different time for you. It's a different time zone.
Yeah, I am at work, so I was listening while I was working, and I happen to take a break right now, so I'm able to call in while I'm on break. But, yeah, I just wanted to ask you that and share my experience and, you know, just say that it was always great to hear from you.
Thank you so much, and we'll be on next week with hopefully something new and exciting, and encourage everyone to look at the site and see the new products that are there.
I saw that. I was looking at the site, and the tank tops were really nice.
While we've been on the air, I've been looking, and people have been ordering the tank tops while we've been on the air, so that's very cool. So I think a lot of people are going to like these, and I want everyone to remember, if you have babies or small children, we will do special order shirts for them, too. So thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us. We're so appreciative of having our listeners. We send you all love and our gratitude. And we also recognize you by saying, in Lakesh, we recognize the divinity in each of you. Thank you all. Have a wonderful day.
In Lakesh, everyone, have a beautiful day.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service.